and welcome to another episode of the Hope Mindful Compassion Show. My name is Paul Garrigan and I look after the mindfulness program here at Hope.
My name is Simon Mott and I'm the founder of Hope Rehab.
So Simon, the topic today is something that I sort of, I've been interested in talking with you for a while because I think it's really important. I know for me, and it's to do with sort of health and recovery. And I know me, at the end of my drinking, I was pretty certain that my liver was damaged. And it often seemed like an excuse to not go for recovery because it sort of seemed, well, what's the point? Now, I know that you've had to deal with health problems, you know, since giving up drugs. And so we're going to talk about that today. So just to start with, would you like to sort of mention, you know, the sort of the challenge that you faced when you...
Yes, I suppose like many people who've been caught up in addiction and alcoholism, I was faced with consequences of my addiction. And one of the health consequences was I contracted the hepatitis C virus, which is not uncommon for an injecting drug user of my generation. You know, I like many others, started quite a long time ago, you know, 30 plus years ago, when there weren't needle exchanges and we all shared needles. And I guess that's what happened. So the virus went round. So, yeah, so that's a health consequence for me.
And when did you find out about that?
I found out about it a few years before I got clean.
And did you ever sort of use that as an excuse not to get clean?
Well, it did have an impact on me when I found out. I was devastated. I suppose anyone would be hearing they've got a chronic illness. I don't really believe that it stopped me getting clean, although it has played with my thinking somewhat.
Did it seem kind of unfair?
I think not today, but back, you know, 15 years ago, I used to have that, you know, life's unfair, being unfair to me, and that's just another thing it did to me, sort of thing, victim thinking, yeah. Not today.
So, I mean, you've probably met lots of people who may find that the sort of the fear, you know, that they have sort of gone too far in regards to their health or something to even start.
Well, we do get people coming in, and I know of many people who, and it's with good reason, you know, they've pushed their bodies to its limits, and it's quite remarkable what the human body will withstand in terms of liver damage, particularly, and just wear and tear, you know, drinking, especially alcohol, very, very devastating on the human body, as you can imagine, and know yourself. There are some who just think, what's the point in even trying to get well? But I think most of them get through that once they've got a few weeks and they can see some improvements.
Because I do seem to notice that, you know, for most clients here, and it was certainly the same for me, there's this process, you know, these ups and downs. And that when you come in, like, you know, as in the mood is changing. And when you sort of feel like you come in and you may be very you feel very excited initially. But then, you know, after a few days or maybe a week, you have this period where suddenly, you know, you start to think of all the consequences and it can sort of feel very overwhelming.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And like, and sort of, if someone, I mean, sometimes, I mean, with some of the stuff we may focus on might be easier to sort of talk a way out of than others. You know, so say if we're worried about, oh, what am I going to do for a job or whatever. But when it's sort of very, very real, you know, because something like sort of liver damage, heavy, you know, all of these things are very real consequences. And if you're feeling low, and then maybe, you know, maybe we could sort of, you know, feel, oh, you know, is there any comeback for me?
Well, I can definitely say that I have had a bit of a gung-ho attitude towards life since not only knowing I've got Hep C, but failing initially to treat it. So I took treatment some years ago and it didn't work. And so I kind of got to the point where I had accepted that it's going to cut my life short. And therefore, I thought, just go for it. go for everything I want to do. Don't worry about it. And I've been very lucky. And maybe the things I went for were quite sensible things and constructive things. And that that's worked for me, you know, because I've had some success.
Has your idea about it changed?
It's changing now, yes, for two reasons. One, because I've now got the new treatment that they say is almost guaranteed to work. So it looks like I might not be dying too soon, I hope. And also because I've got a child as well since that this has all happened. And so I kind of, being responsible, I need to look forward and plan a bit and be around for him. So I kind of settled down a bit, yeah. Yeah, but it does impact you. And I would say, maybe like other diseases, but particularly hepatitis C, that's relatively newly identified, less understood than other diseases, and difficult to predict. Yeah, obviously staying clean and sober helps you, you know, maintain health, but very difficult. Doctors don't... You know, it's not easy to tell someone how long you've got and how serious and the damage, and you go for tests and it's all unclear.
And you can't really rely on Google, can you?
Well, yeah, Google is another thing. It just complicates it all. So,
and were there actually symptoms? I know, like the virus, or you know, you more or less carry it, but did you have periods where you felt you were having symptoms from it?
Well, again, another complicated issue. So some people report symptoms, other people don't report symptoms. Some symptoms could be something to do with getting older anyway, or depression. You know, it's very hard. Personality types. I've noticed personality types dictate how affected they are. I happily, you know, have gone through my, you know, 15 years of recovery not really reporting many symptoms.
It actually seems, talking to you, Simon, that it's almost like a positive.
Well, maybe it has been. You never know in this life.
The fact that it motivated you to really take your time seriously.
I think it has, and to enjoy life. It certainly didn't put me off getting clean. I mean, it took me a long time to get clean, and you know, I went through all the different stages that you've touched on. But eventually, the drugs didn't work, you know, as they say, and I was so beaten by them that I didn't care if I got clean and just lived another day. You know, I just wanted off them. I'd had enough. I was absolutely ready by the time I got clean, I have to say. There was no mileage left in them for me. And so, and more and more, I've accepted that as well, to be honest with you. I just want to live clean. Working in, you know, doing what I do in my personal life, bringing up a child, living in Thailand, I'm happy with that, you know. And if I can stretch that out a bit longer, then it's, you know, all the better.
I mean, some people that may be coming here, maybe they don't know, they've never been checked for, say, hepatitis. When would you say they should do that?
Well, I, you know, far be it for me to tell people, but it's probably better just to get detox and a few weeks under your belt, stability, you know, that's sensible. It is stressful when you find out it's because it's like, oh, another challenge on my plate. Not only have I got to repair my relationships, my life, myself, but, oh, I've got this disease to manage as well. However, with Hep C, there are very efficient treatments now, so it's not the big bad news it used to be.
And what are some of the conditions you've sort of seen clients come in with that have a sort of a chronic conditions, like due as consequences of addiction?
Well, there's HIV, which is it can't be cured, but they have made a lot of headway with treatment. So of course I've met many people with HIV, and but they're managing it. Again, a big thing to accept into your life, right? I've got to take pills every day. Tell people, really, because it seems to be not the general public, but, you know, anyone you get involved with, you know, complicates relationships in that way. So it's another something to carry around with you, you know. And again, stressful, and anything stressful creates depression, as we know. So it's an added burden in recovery, or challenge, shall we call it. But like you say, clouds have silver linings, yeah, as we know.
And that's what it sounds like to me from talking to you. It's almost like these things that maybe at the beginning, seem so terrible can be almost like a gift.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing.
Like, would Hope Rehab be here?
Maybe not. Had I just, not had that bit of edge to me, risk-taking, well, why not put all my money into this business because I don't know how long I'm going to live for anyway. Maybe not.
It's interesting, isn't it? And what about mental health problems? People coming in, so some people, I know some people will get some resolution because it's mostly being driven by the alcohol or drugs. But I mean, there are going to be some people who have more lasting mental health problems.
And yeah.
Would you say the same applies to them?
Probably. With in the stress of managing another illness, taking medications, it can have a mental health has a physical impact as well as mentally. Affecting us emotionally and so on.
But they'll certainly have a better life than they would if they continue with the alcohol or drug abuse.
Well, that's for sure, in every case. Obviously, as many people will know out there, when you put mental health and addiction together, it gets very messy and complicated, and you have to unravel what is the addiction, what is the mental health, what of the meds or drugs were helping me, what weren't helping me, and it takes a bit of unraveling. But almost in every case I've ever come across, or the vast majority, those who adopt a program, a healthy program, a year or two down the line, they are so much better than they were either before they got caught up in drugs and alcohol or whilst they were caught up in it. They level out, they got a routine, doing healthy pursuits, physical, mindfulness, your meetings, whatever it be. It just helps them manage just that much more.
Actually, that's a good point. So would you kind of really push for being very proactive in regards to health? So if you do have a health problem, should you kind of really be getting into, doing health, the fitness and taking care, and sort of being very proactive?
Well, absolutely. And it's helped me. The majority of my recovery, I've got to the gym almost every day. Sometimes it gets hard here. Ironically, I've got gyms here, but, working and clients and stuff like that. But my experience is that, you work on your physical fitness, it really supports your recovery for many obvious reasons, energy levels, it keeps you occupied with something positive, feeling good about yourself and so on. And they say it aids, the brain, brain change, if you like. So definitely. Definitely physical fitness. And I think also the other thing with being physically fit, people receive you so much more positively. Mm. Being a fit person, you're perceived as being healthy, which is a good thing.
And what about diet as well?
Diet, yeah. I mean, I've never really watched my diet very well. I'm not a fanatic around that. Some people are. But I would say, like with anyone, healthy, fruit and vegetables. And
So just to kind of sum up, okay, so I'm out there, I'm still sort of, using or drinking, and my health's in pretty bad shape, and I sort of really suspect that, I may have gone too far with the damage. What would you sort of say to me, just in a kind of...
Whilst you're alive, definitely not. And all I can say is what my experience has been, not just myself, but, people who've walked in here like the living dead, it's amazing. A few weeks, they're just, they regain their health. And our body's great at adapting and healing.
Yeah, and you've sort of shown, who knows what's going to be available in a few years' time?
That too. Yeah, remarkable developments to help us.
In regards to treatments and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thanks very much, Simon. That was really, really interesting. Is there anything you wanted to add to that?
I'd say don't wait. I'd say don't wait if you are ill. There's help out there, so much help out there. There's the medications available, particularly for hepatitis C. If they're not in your own country, they are available at very reasonable costs, as I have found out for myself. embrace all the help you can get.
And is there any practical reasons why someone might want to come to rehab before they start, to say, the hepatitis C treatment, say in regards to compliance and stuff like that?
Well, I think so. It aids compliance, you know, being stable and being mentally prepared.
Now, could you have gone through this process now, do you think? You know, because it must be a bit of a process taking all these medications if you were still using.
Well, I'd say it'd be more difficult, you know, the chaotic nature of being a drug addict or alcoholic. It makes it, and you can't mess around with these medications. You have to take them routine at the same time every day. Never miss a dose, you know. So I would say get clean first. Yeah.
Well, that's brilliant, Simon. Thanks very much.
Okay, thanks.